This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with John McGinn, Town Administrator, Town of Marblehead. And John, great to see you again, and here we are in 2017.
It's great to be with you again, Bill. All
right. Well, thanks so much for having me. We're here in your office talking about some of the issues facing Marblehead, or Marblehead we'll be dealing with in the days and months ahead. And first and foremost, town meeting coming up May 1. So it's not all that distant in the future here for sure, and a lot of planning has been that's what you guys have been doing for the last year or so, getting ready for town meeting. So what are some of the big items, or you know, newsmaker items that'll be on the warrant this year?
Sure. So this town meeting, we have 33 warrant articles, and four of them are citizens petitions that have been put on by various citizens in town, and the other 29 are sponsored by town officials. For the first time in a few years, we do not have any proposed debt exclusion overrides on the warrant. So it's a town meeting that I think is really focused on you know, the regular business of the town, as opposed to extraordinary measures and that might require an override. You know, obviously the most important amongst those things is the annual budget, operating budget for the town, the various capital articles that we have for replacement of vehicles, repair of town buildings, what have you, and all those are currently under the review of our finance committee, who has been working now since the beginning of the calendar year to review various departmental requests and will be that will culminate in their recommendations to town meeting, which they'll publish in early April, so that everybody has benefit of those. But as I mentioned earlier, there are some citizen petitions here that have been proposed, and one is the acceptance of what has been a private way, which is Tioga Way. Another one involves the providing some funding for holiday decorations in the downtown area, which had been proposed last year and was turned down by town meeting, but the proponents of that have filed it again. And there is a town meeting article that's been put on by a group of citizens to change the town clerk from an elected position to a appointed position. And there's a fourth one that would be advisory in nature, that would ask our sort of to get the feeling of the residents of the town about campaign and political finance, and to express a view to both state and federal legislators.
You know, one of the things you mentioned earlier, John, was the finance committee. And in a town like this, they do an incredible amount of work to get ready for town meeting, don't they?
They do. The finance committee are nine members of the finance committee that are all volunteers that are appointed by the selectmen. And they, you know, work from early January right up to town meeting with reviewing all these various warrant articles that have financial implications and making recommendations to town meeting. And I think it's an important check and balance on in the process. And town meeting really relies on the nine members of the finance committee to do that proper due diligence.
Well, you know, as far as your earlier opening note on town meeting, it must be some relief that, in other words, you go into a town meeting and it's more, I'll use the word, routine kind of business, opposed to, you know, a special project and asking, putting their hand out for money to do something that really needs to be done.
That's correct. I mean, for instance, I always hate to use the word routine, because that implies.
No, and as we're talking, you can see me, and I wanted to put that into air quotes here, but I didn't.
Right, fair enough. But so, you know, last year we had two capital articles that required overrides, which were supported by the town. One was for the purchase of a new fire engine, which has been ordered and is in the process of being manufactured, and we're hoping to receive late spring this year. And then the second one was the authorizing a feasibility study for the possible repair or replacement of the Gary School, an elementary school here in town. And And as a result of that, we're very much in the process of we formulated a building committee, and we've been accepted into the feasibility stage by the Mass School Building Authority so that we would be eligible for state reimbursement for a portion of the costs associated with the feasibility study. And we're about to select a owner's project manager so that will help the volunteers on the building committee to actually do and conduct the feasibility study that is required by MSBA to before they would ever consider funding for the construction phase. Yeah.
So the Gary School project's moving forward, and that is so that's the oldest school building in Marblehead?
It is. It's a very old building.
And you don't need to tell me when it was. When you say it's old and it's in Marblehead, people will get that you're not kidding around.
Right. Certainly not kidding around, and it certainly doesn't have a lot of the amenities that people now kind of expect in this era, in terms of the type of building space that you see in modern schools.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's breeze through a few other things, John. We're talking with John McGinn, town administrator, town of Marblehead, and the drain project that's going on in the city.
Yes, so back in 2012, town meeting authorized about $4.9 million for a drain project in the downtown area that would, along Atlantic Avenue and Pleasant and School Street, to improve the drainage. We've had a historical problem of the surface drainage system not being able to handle large storms in terms of rain and what have you, and we completed with a phase one of that project a couple of years ago on Atlantic Avenue, and we just opened bids a couple of weeks ago. The drain department did, and plan is to start phase two, which will be focused on a portion of Pleasant Street and School Street this coming May.
All right. Now, the other thing here is that when you walk into a building like you're in here, you think the last thing you think of is the internet and a website. But you guys are working on revamping the Marblehead, the town of Marblehead, town hall website, correct?
So 10 years ago, 11 at this point, we launched what was really Marblehead's first website. they had a website prior to that, but it was pretty bare bones. And in 2006, they launched a full-fledged website that the town is pretty proud of and what have you. But like anything else, you have to be able to keep up with the latest technology and what websites can offer. So we did start a process a few months ago to select a vendor to host our website and to give it a new look and provide the content that we think the citizens of the town deserve and to make it as easy as possible to access. So that work's been ongoing, and we're hoping to see the new website coming live within the next couple of months.
Yeah. And that's important, I think, too, as far as an informational source, is that the old days of folks picking up the phone and dialing the town hall or whatever, that can take a lot of that load, I would imagine, if it's well done.
It really does. And I think people have, there's a lot of opportunities on that website, for instance, to subscribe to email alerts for different things, so that things that people are particularly interested in, they can subscribe, get reminders. There is all kinds of documentation on the website that people can look up applications for different things, and there are even the ability to file certain applications online and what have you. So it really, this is nothing that's earth-shattering, but it does make, a much more user-friendly situation for people that need to interact with the town.
Well, we'll give you guys, a check for maybe being first in Navy and stuff like that, but maybe not first in website. But at least you're catching up, that's for sure, and you'll be there in just a couple of months. You never know what issues when you take a job like this, John, you're going to be dealing with, the town will be dealing with. But the opioid issue was so big, really 12 months ago statewide with the legislature, the governor, and of course towns and cities have been dealing with this for years now. But tell me what has been done in Marblehead in the last year or so.
Right. So as you correctly said, this opioid epidemic is really something that has affected every community across this nation. And like so many other communities, what we've tried to do is form a working group here that can help focus on awareness. And to that end, the group has produced, you know, informational brochures. It's produced information on our website that we get back to the whole use of the website, that, you know, for people who may be looking, and with links to other areas for treatment and information about opioid addiction. We've sponsored public forums that to create awareness. Back in January, we had the movie If Only, which has been produced by the Wahlberg Foundation, and had a panel that really talked about the issues associated. We were very happy with the turnout that evening for that. And just this week, the school department on Monday had a presentation with Chris Herring, the former high school, college, and went on to play at the Celtics, who battled addiction and spoke about his experiences, and really in a way to increase awareness with both with the high school students he spoke at, and then in an evening session with anybody from the public. So, yeah. Again, the theme being awareness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, we're talking with John McGinn, town administrator in Marblehead. John, we've touched on another number of topics. Anything else you want to mention that maybe I didn't ask you about that, the town is dealing with at this particular time?
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say is that just...
not that you're not dealing with other stuff. Right. Don't get me wrong.
Right. This week, you know, we had, like all communities in the area, we had the snowstorm, an unusually late, granted it's not unusual to have snow in mid to late March, but the original predictions were for a much bigger snowfall than ultimately happened, but it was, we did have high winds and what have you, a lot of tree damage, and I think our town forces did a great job with the cleanup, so we're very, they do a good job dealing with whatever is thrown at them, and in this case, it was not only snow, but then rain, and then cold weather, and then the wind, and so it all worked out.
And ice this time around. Something I don't think we've dealt with too much here in the last several years is really this big, thick ice that a lot of towns had after the transition to rain, but I still think, John, back a few years ago, Old Town Marblehead, when we had the big winter 2 years ago, and I can't imagine how you guys dealt with it in the Old Town with the narrow streets and the 40 inches of snow or whatever it was, and really no place to put it.
Yeah, well, in that historic winter a couple of years ago, we had to do a lot of snow removal after the fact and to widen those streets and what have you, because they really, as you know, with some of the widths of some of our historic streets, there really isn't a lot of room to create banks of snow, particularly when there was over 100 inches of snow during that 6 week period.
Yeah. Oh, I'm way off then. Oh, 100 inches. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you can't just knock on the door and ask people to take some snow in, right?
You can try, but I don't think it'll work.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, always good talking with you, and best of luck. Have a great town meeting this year, and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Happy to talk with you, Bill. Yeah.
John McGinn, town administrator in Marblehead. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.